Hey Emily, my name's Jenny. I'm calling from I'm a vet at Pet Care Hub. I was just wondering if I could get some advice on a chicken we've had present to us. I believe the owner called you guys this morning, was unable to get an appointment. Oh gosh. Oh no. Yep. Yes, and I just yeah, oh, little Belgian? Yes. So the crop feels about or maybe like 3 centimeters by 3 centimeters. It's had minimal food in the last 48 hours. Its defecations appear normal in the cage. In clinic it is kind of open mouth breathing. Its palpation of its like colon cavity, there is like a little firm structure. I don't know whether I'm just like could be normal and making things up. But it's about like 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I just want you. What's the fluidy? It's like meaty, grainy.
That's a big PR.
You feel?
People.
We were talking about this chicken yesterday. Because there's a DMSO up there. That was used for his Bumble phone.
Yeah.
Soon as she said that, I was like, all good. Yeah, she thinks it's about 6 years old and it probably hasn't laid in a year. Over sternum. Like we're over a keel. Yeah, it feels like it's freely movable. Half a mg per kg meloxicam. Is that twice a day for the burns or twice a day? The 1.5 mg. Perfect. And it's fine to give it like the oral liquid one. No, that's absolutely fine. Yeah, that'd be lovely. We don't have the sepralorin implant in stock with us, is that only other thing? Yeah, we can get them in, but not in stock. Yeah. She's now settled. Yeah. No, just yeah, that'd be amazing. Yeah, no, that's so good. Thank you so much. Jenny. Our phone number is, oh gosh, I've got to search it up myself. Oh jeez, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, 3285 5651. Yep, beautiful. Sorry. Nope, that's amazing. Thank you so much. Thanks. Bye.